y'all been to Barefoot yet?
What? Baylor campus is busy this June as students from the class of 2020 gear up for this fall. Throughout campus, you can spot incoming freshmen, some piling into the new business building during orientation to get their IDs made and classes scheduled. The orientation sessions they're attending are held every year for each new class, but this year is different. It's been roughly a month since Baylor's leadership faced major changes due to Pepper Hamilton's investigation into the university's response to sexual assault. In the wake of the findings, some parents and incoming students are wondering about their future at the largest Baptist university in the country. But others seem confident that the university has made the appropriate steps.
I was really surprised at what had happened. I mean, I know rape happens across tons of campuses, but as hard as it was for Baylor, I'm really proud at their response. I felt like they handled it really appropriately.
Becca Howard, an incoming freshman from Austin, Texas, was impressed with Baylor's response to sexual assaults on campus. She felt that Baylor's actions appropriately reflected what she called the university's classical Christian values. Other students like Howard expressed hope that Baylor will soon achieve full compliance with Title IX. A campus sexual assault study funded by the U.S. Department of Justice in 2007 found that by senior year, nearly 26% of women report being sexually assaulted while in college. The study also noted that the true rate of sexual assault during the entire college experience may be higher. With nearly 1 in 4 women facing sexual assault in college, Hannah Humphreys, an incoming freshman, is hoping that her class will be able to help Baylor change this statistic.
I think as an incoming student, we have a lot of responsibility for rebuilding Baylor's reputation for, like, nationally. I think we have a lot of work to do and a good opportunity to really rebuild Baylor.
To ease the concerns of incoming students and their parents, Baylor discusses community expectations and overall campus safety at a mandatory session each year. This includes an introduction to Title IX. But this summer, they've also introduced a new optional orientation session that focuses solely on Title IX. Sarah McPherson is a Title IX training specialist. During the session, she detailed exactly what the Title IX office is doing at Baylor University to improve the handling of sexual assault and ensure compliance with Title IX. Despite Baylor's desire to empower students through education on Title IX, only one parent and no students were present at the first of the 10 optional Title IX orientation sessions. Haley Shaw, whose daughter will be attending Baylor this fall, was disappointed that the school didn't discuss the string of sexual assaults and Title IX procedures more openly during orientation. In the coming months, Title IX coordinator Patty Crawford hopes to fully address these concerns. There will be a large event on the first day of class to educate students on the laws that govern Title IX and on bystander intervention strategies. This event will be followed up with mandatory online training and one-on-one trainings with student groups throughout the year. It is here that the real student training takes place, says Crawford. Despite having all of these measures in place, Crawford stressed that this is a new program that needs time and development. Her team is working to reach out to students and research other campaigns, such as Green Dot, to achieve the best program possible at Baylor. They've also increased coordination with the Baylor Counseling Center to provide additional support for sexual assault victims. During an orientation event, Crawford told a crowd of incoming students and their parents that ultimately, she wants for her job to not have to exist anymore. For KWBU, I'm Sakina Haji.